a woman have her first obligation to care for? Her husband or her father? So let's, someone said money, whoever's giving her, who's ever paying her. Very good. You hit the nail on the head. Okay? A woman, this is a very common, a woman is married, she's married, and her husband needs her to attend to her, to attend to him, and her father is an elderly person, and the father needs her help. How does a woman divide her time? Is her first priority? Who is her first priority? Kibud avoim. Kibud avoim. She has an obligation to give avod. It says, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, kabedes your husband. Leman yarichun yemecha leman yitavlach. It says in the Torah, kabedes avich v'yasimecha. You're supposed to give cover to your parents. Leman yarichun. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're supposed to give cover to your husband, your parents. So, someone told me that today in my answer to this, it says kabedes bincha v'yaspitecha. No more does it say kabedes bincha v'yasimecha, give cover to your children. But really, so this is something which is very common. The answer is, according to halacha, the woman's first priority is her husband. Her husband, even though it doesn't say this anywhere in the Torah.
And we know that that's the halacha.
Yes. Husband more, she becomes tafel, she becomes, that's, oh, where does it say this? Where? Al-Kain Yazov Ish, Es Ovi V'Es Imoi V'Dovak B'Ishtoi. That was the four man Torah. That was the four man Torah. This goes to show, this is a very good example to go show as Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, please. This is a very important to show that in Torah Shebal Peh, you can't learn a pasuk in the Torah without Torah Shebal Peh, even though it says in the Torah, and it doesn't say anywhere where a wife has an obligation to give cover and spend all of her time with her father, with her husband. Yet that's the halacha. Ho'av shabita nesua v'yosekes b'tzorche ba'ala v'ho'ov tzorich la. Again, page reish samach hey halacha shin lamid hey. And her father needs her. Lo yitzav lebita la'asay tzorachav kol zman shoyosekes b'tzorche ba'ala. Father has no right to tell his daughter, come make supper for me, take care of me at the expense of your husband. V'ma'bal toif. However, now this is also controversial. Okay, everything is controversial. Let's say the husband is a good man. The husband should say to his wife, you know what, why don't you go spend time with your parents? They need you more than me. He says that's what the husband, it's his duty. It's his duty to tell his wife that your parents need you. Spend time with your parents. I'll make supper for myself. I'll find what to eat. I'll do my own laundry. Why don't you go and help your parents? They really can use your help.
That's when he does say that, then she has to listen
to the husband. Okay, so this is something which, you know, if you read the articles, if you have time for this nonsense, not nonsense, but this is something which every so often these are issues. Here we go to, I mentioned you before, a lie kilaloscha bini. Okay, this, you get involved in situations, very sticky situations between parents. It is very, I know someone, it's funny, really, this Per Shabbos, I was by someone, and his, Rachman Litzlan, this person's parents are divorced. It's a messy divorce. It's always messy. And this child is really caught in between, in the middle. And, you know, who does he pledge loyalty to? And how he deals with his parents. And he was discussing, like, you know, Bederech Remes, he's in a very, very difficult situation. And it's always the case like this. So, mi sha'amr lo imay asei kach v'kach atabani, my child, I want you to do for me the following favor. V'ula b'soif bo aviv. And then the father shows up, and the father, omar loy, and the father comes, omar loy, kach osiso. You did this? Who told you to do this? Mi omar l'chol l'asay zeh. So the child should be diplomatic, should be very careful not to say something to the father that will anger him, to go say that my mother told me to do this. Obviously, the mother and father do not get along. Maybe they're divorced. Lo yoymar loy imi omar li kein. Because by doing so, you're just gonna make a lot of trouble. It's just gonna.
Only if they're still married?
I don't know. I don't know. This is an independent mitzvah, kabed es avicha v'yasimecha, even if they are not married.
I understand.
Okay, I don't know. It's everything is subject to interpretation. You can't generalize. I don't know the answer. I don't know. These are just everything we look over here is abstract, general concepts. Lo yoimar lo imi amr li kein im roya shakoyas of, if he sees that his father will get angry, pen yichoyas of alimoy, because the father may get angry at the mother. Ufen yikalelena, and he may curse her. So what? People curse all the time. Obviously, a curse has an effect. A curse is not a good thing. When something bad comes out of a person's mouth, Rachmana Litzlana, can have an effect. We don't know how these things work. Nimsa, it turns out that the child, by listening to his mother, has indirectly caused his mother to be cursed. Where do we have such a thing? Rivka, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Olai, kilalascha b'ni. Yaakov said to Rivka, I can't make believe, masquerade, that I am Esav. And my father will discover the ruse, and then he'll curse me. He'll curse me, it says. He will curse me. So Rivka says, if he curses you, a lie, kill a lost company. That's the who says that's the pshat? I remember vaguely we learned this. I forget, we learned this. It's not so pasuk with the pshat. What that pasuk means, we learned this, you know, we learned this in the afternoon. We learned this, Targum says something totally different, coming back some memories. This is a very complicated pasuk. Very complicated. What exactly happened with Rivka, Yaakov? What exactly does it mean when she said "Olai kilalascha b'ni"? I think the average person thinks it means is that Yaakov was afraid that he would be cursed by Yitzchak, and Rivka says, "Don't worry. If your father curses you, I will take the curse for myself." How do you do that? How does that work? Rivka, a person can take someone else's curse. Does such a thing exist? I don't know. That's only one possible interpretation of the pasuk. But over here, the problem over here is that the father is going to curse the mother. The father is going to curse his wife. He will curse her. And it turns out now that the child is the goyrim, is the cause of the father cursing the mother. Nimsa shuhu goyrim. Umale alava ki'ilu hu oisela. It's as if that the son has cursed his mother. If a son is a goyrim, that his mother is cursed, it's as if the son cursed the mother, and that is a chi of misa. If a child curses a parent, it has to be with a shem Hashem, of course, he's chi of misa. So here it's not with the shem Hashem, and here it's only a grama, it's indirect, and it's not with the shem Hashem. So, okay, so there's not going to be a chi of misa, but it's certainly not a good thing. And then he says the pasuk, a lie, kilaloscha b'ni, ach, min hadin, lo. Now he says something here which I really don't know what this means. Maybe we'll read the Mefarshim, I'll read it again, maybe I'll understand now.
I always had a problem with that whole business with Yaakov, because Yitzchak threw Yaakov under the bus, as we would say. He said, bo achicha bir bimah, v'ikach fir chosecha, and Yaakov doesn't come to his defense. I just did what mommy said. He never says that. But Yitzchak threw me, he said, listen, what do you want? Your brother is a troublemaker. Brother fooled me.
Well, Yitzchak never cursed anyone.
No, but what did he think was going to happen? I mean, is that the right thing for a father to do? But Yitzchak was so midas emes that he couldn't say anything but what he saw or what he knew. He couldn't see.
The mirma. So Targum says b'chochma. He doesn't say mirma there means b'chochma.
Yeah,
okay, it's a big topic. Why under the bus?
No, a normal father would say, don't be upset with your brother, you know.
You're saying that Yitzchak triggered.
He didn't try to be
Mephiah's Seisav. So there was Yaakov had to run for his life for 20 years, really the whole history, because Yitzchak had an opportunity then, you're saying, to quiet things down, to appease the Mephiah's. It's a chiddush. I don't know.
That's the way.
Okay, it's very difficult.
You would say when your children are having fights, you say, don't be upset, you know, you try to speak up for him and say, you know, you don't want your kids in each other's throat.
These are tough, you're right, this is tough stuff, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what it's over here. Over here he quotes down the pasuk, Olai kilascha b'ni. So what does he say over here? He says, Olai min adin, lo hoyo, I think there's a mistake here. Loch, loimer olai, lo hoyo lucha loimer olai, Ulegalois shani tzivi sicha, shema yikalaleni, he will curse me. The af al pi she emes ma she omer em vehu mitzta'er v'reitze lekalele cha al toimar liyavicha she imcha tziva. He's saying over here is what is Rivka? You have to read this very carefully and try to figure out what over here we're saying over here. There's no let's see over here. Rutzla, let's see over here on the side of the page, on the side. Mi Shama, look over here on the left side in the Mefar, in the Perish Kadmai. Rotzaloima, we're after the bolt. Mi posik zeb muchach kein. Mi shum deloy havali limichtav kilaloscha. Umilas bini el milas kilola vesuloi. Olai kilola. Why does the posik say, why does it say the word deloy havali limichtav kilaloscha? Olai. What are the words of the pasuk? Kiloscha, your curse, which means that Yaakov Avinu. What was Yaakov concerned that Yitzchak would curse Yaakov? Kiloscha, the curse would go to Yaakov. Why should the curse go to Yaakov? The one that gets the blame is Rivka. She's the one that dreidled on whole thing. He's not saying that. He's not saying that. He's saying, okay, here. Okay, okay. This is a very, very difficult pasuk.
Yaakov never said anything. He let his, but kept his mother out of it.
Let's see what he says. Let's see how he interprets this.
This is what he said.
So
she says, Olai kilolos chodini.
If it's going to
happen, I'll take your curse. It's on me. Okay, by the way, that's only one shot in the pasuk. That's by the way, what we're working with now over here is again, there are many perushim, but let's work with that. He's asking a question. Why should Yitzchak, let's read what he says here. Why should Yitzchak curse Yaakov at all? Yitzchak is not going to just curse without knowing exactly what happened. L'choira, Yitzchak is going to ask, how did this happen? And Yaakov will say, well, your wife, my mother, told me I must do this. My mother told me I have to get dressed up like Esav and do this. Don't blame me. I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. Oh, you're asking a question. Divrei Harav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim. Okay, put that question. It's a good question. Put that aside for right now. So therefore, the only one that should guess, so if Yitzchak wants to get angry and give out a curse, the one that he would give the curse to would be Rivka. Because this was Rivka. This is what he seems to be saying over here. He says, look in the Mefarsh. He just learned the halach. And the halach he taught over here is that if a person's mother asks him to do something which the father does not want, and the son listens to the mother and he does, and then the father finds out, the son is not allowed to say to the father, don't blame me, my mother told me to do it. Because if the son's going to do that, he's going to speak Lashon Hara, and he's going to say, my mother told me to do it, then the father is going to curse the mother. Obviously, the mother and father don't get along. They're divorced, they're separated. The son is listening to the mother. When the father finds out what the son did, who told you, why'd you do this? Don't blame me, don't blame me, don't shoot the messenger. My mother, your wife, your ex-wife, told me to do it. Oh, really? She should be cursed. So the Sefer Chassidim says, don't say that your mother told you to do it. Just take one for the team. Take the heat. Let the father curse you, and don't be the cause of your father cursing your mother. How do I know this? This pasuk. Let's first read what it says. This pasuk. What does it say? It says, Rivka says, Olai kilolascha bini. Why is there going to be vehevesi olai kololo v'loi baracha? Why is it vehevesi olai kololo? There's no kololo. When Yitzchak will find out what you have done, he will ask, why did you do it? And you'll naturally say, my mother told me to get dressed up like Esav. So who will Yitzchak be angry at? Rivka. So he will curse Rivka. He's not going to curse you anyway. It must then be, no, that's not going to happen. Because the halacha is that when Yitzchak finds out what happened, part of the requirement of doing this is that you have to accept upon yourself, that's the halacha, by default, I did this on my own. Wow, that's a game changer. That's a game changer. That under ordinary, that when Rivka originally asked Yaakov Avinu to do this, to get dressed up like Esav, she was asking a lot. She was asking, you do this, and never ever tell your father that it was I who told you to do this. You have to accept, go through with it, and if it comes out that he finds out, you accept the consequences and keep me out of this. Wow. So Yitzchak, Yaakov said, that much I can't help you, my mother. I can't go that far. I'll go through with it on one condition. I'm not going to do it because I don't want the klala. I don't want it. I'm not going to tell them that you did it. I'm not going to tell them you did it. And that means I'm going to have to suffer the consequence of getting a klala if he finds out. So Rivka says, if that's the case, so you know what? If it happens that he finds out, you can tell him it was me, and then he'll curse me. The fact that she has to say Olai Kilaloscha Bini, that added point indicates that if not for her saying Olai Kilaloscha Bini, Yaakov would have no permission to say to Yitzchak that it was my mother who told me to do that.
Who says that that's permissible? I know, babes, even if your father says hit me, it caused bleeding or whatever, you're not allowed to do it. Bala. Why should you curse me and I don't care? Curse me?
Because there's a possibility that he won't curse. There's no guarantee he's going to curse. Your example is, you're a dentist. Did you ever do dental work on your parents?
That was always the problem.
Problem. Right? Dental work on your parents because there the dental work is a guarantee you're going to cause blood to come out.
Right.
Here, there's no guarantee that Yitzchak's going to curse. First of all, there's no guarantee he'll even find out. Maybe he'll never even find out what happened. And if he does find out what happened, who says he'll curse anyone? There's a lot of sfeikus here. And but let's say he does find out and he gets angry and he wants to know who's the root cause. So Sefer Chassidim is saying that by default, Yaakov Avinu is not allowed to tell his father Yitzchak, don't blame me, it was Rivka who told me to do this. He's not allowed to do that. And because I am not allowed to tell him that it was you, I have to take the blame for myself. I don't want to do it. I don't want the klala. I feel that my father will get angry, he'll curse me, and the whole purpose of this is getting bracha, I'm getting bracha and get klala. So Rivka, if that's the reason why you don't want to do it, so you know what? I'm giving you permission that in case you get caught and he wants to know who did it, tell him I'm the one who did it. And then when he'll get caught, he'll curse, so he'll curse me, and he's not going to curse you. Read the words inside. What's lama? Mipazik zem mumuchakein. Mishum deloy havle limichtav kililos cho. Umilas bini. Which means that you're going to be one that's going to be getting the curse. Ella, milas klala. Milas klala v'suloy. I'll get the klala. Olai ha-klala. Upon me will be the klala. Ella, tehachi kamar. Min adin. Shelo yikalaleini. V'im ye'eru l'cha, because it goes back with his entire lacha, because you're not allowed to go tell your father. And therefore, v'im ye'eru kach al yidei amiroscha, im kein havi kilascha b'ni, ki'ilu ata mikalaleini, and now, mikaradin, you're going to get the klal. And now, the only way you're going to get out of it is you have to go tell your father the truth. And because you're going to tell him the truth, he's going to curse me, you are now going to be a goyrem of my curse. And I'm giving you permission for that.
It's that the bracha won't take effect, but Yitzchak in the end says, "Gam baruchi." Why? What happened in between? When Esav, this is the way I look at it. When Esav said, "Vayakveni zev amayim," what is Yitzchak's response to that? What do you mean before? What do you mean twice? And he has to tell him the story that it happened when they were 15 years old. And he told him what happened. Va'ivez Esav es habichorah. Then he said, "Oh, gam baruchi yeh." Now I see that he really deserved the bracha. This was min hashamayim, now it's gam baruch hi yeh. After he said, "Vayafel yisef amayim."
Okay.
How much did you pay for the?
All right. Let's stop here with this.